Hey guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome to The Market, a show about real estate and what really goes on behind the curtain. My name is Linda Villa and I've been in the industry for over 25 years. On today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about how I got started and the basics of escrow. I've been asked a lot of questions. What is it I do? What is escrow? So I've got a friend here today who's going to be interviewing me.
Hey, Linda, how did you get started in escrow? Was it a career choice?
No, actually, it was by accident. My sister owned her own independent escrow company at the time. I was a stay-at-home mom. She needed help and asked me to answer the phones. And here I am 25 plus years later.
Wow. So it really was just kind of like happened to land in your lap. And did you just liked it enough, or like what kept you there?
It's a hard job, very demanding, a lot of deadlines, but also very rewarding. Telling someone that they've closed escrow, they get a paycheck, they get a set of keys. It's a wonderful feeling.
That's awesome. It sounds really gratifying. And it sounds like you really get to help people in like a fundamental way in their lives. I'm curious, what is escrow actually in basic terms?
Escrow is a neutral third party that holds anything of value, documents, funds, and we hold those in trust for the parties until the transaction is complete. The conditions have been met, and then we record that grant deed, transfer funds to the seller, buyer gets their new keys. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what it is. But it's really so much more than that. Behind the curtain, we are multitasking and meeting deadlines, and everything is a deadline. Wires have deadlines. Recordings have deadlines. Contingencies have deadlines. And we're just trying to meet everyone's deadlines and keep the ball rolling toward a successful closing.
Is it safe to say you're basically like the last stop along the way before a buyer gets their keys to their home?
Yeah, usually that's the case. However, every transaction is unique. While the buyer becomes the homeowner, they might not receive their keys right away, depending on the terms of the contract. Did the seller give up possession 3 days after close? Was there a seller rent back, etc.? We are the last stop in the transaction once we've balanced out our file, disperse funds, but it's the realtors who get to hand out the keys.
So as an escrow officer, what's the first thing that you do if you have this new contract on your desk? Like, what's your first plan of attack?
Well, honestly, there's so many things. You have to be a good multitasker if you're a good escrow officer. You have to be focused and work on many things at the same time. So the first thing I do when I receive a contract is I'll reach out to the realtors and their transaction coordinators to fill in any blanks and obtain contact information for the principals, the buyer and the seller. I'll reach out to the buyer immediately to assist with making their earnest money deposit into escrow. I will then focus on ordering all the time-sensitive documents, the preliminary title report, CC&Rs, homeowners association documents, and or solar if any of those apply, as they're all time sensitive. Then I will circle back to the homeowners association documents if they apply and order those as an accommodation for the parties. Almost all management companies require payment upfront to provide their HOA documents. So hopefully the listing agent has given the seller heads up to expect my call for payment of those documents. Then I begin to process the escrow.
What's involved with processing the escrow?
Escrow will prepare instructions to create the documents required in the transaction, like grant deeds, affidavits of death, interspousal deeds. If you're married in the state of California, whether your spouse holds title with you or not, it's a community property state, and their community property interest will need to be addressed through an escrow. A lot of people don't realize that. We create documents and forms that are required by law, tax forms for the seller. We identify our parties. It's a whole process. And then we'll collaborate with a lender and assist with the loan docs if there's a loan involved, and move toward closing from there. So basically, we're preparing and gathering all the necessary documents required by your unique transaction. We also pay vendors through the transaction and keep an accounting of all funds in and out of the escrow.
Basically, like if I'm the buyer or the seller, I don't need to worry too much if I'm in good hands.
Yeah, so you've hired professionals to handle all this for you. So there should be some level of comfort there. An escrow officer, a title officer, and a loan officer all these people, if they do their jobs and they do them well, we all meld together to effect a smooth closing. We can talk a little bit more in depth about each facet of the industry on our next episode.
What are some things I should be prepared for as a buyer when I'm going into escrow?
As a buyer, I'm sure you've been pre-qualified. The agents have asked for verification of funds. That's a given. One of the main things you want to address is fire insurance. You want to make sure you can secure a policy. Also, an obstacle for buyers is how they want to hold title to the property once we close. It can be tricky. There are a lot of variables, but we can provide you with some information. We can't advise you, but we can provide you with information so that you can make an educated decision prior to the close of escrow. Again, there's so many variables that will all be addressed through the escrow process.
Okay, great. So same question from a seller's perspective. What are some things that I should be prepared for as a seller when I'm going into escrow?
As a seller, we want to first, make sure that you are the owner of record. That is to say that the parties signing the contract are actually authorized to do so. If they are not, the contract would not be valid. For example, you could hold title in the name of your trust or a trust, and you may think you need to sign with a power of attorney on behalf of the trust, which may or may not be valid. You may hold title as another entity, maybe an LLC or a corporation. That entity's authorized agent was maybe another entity, like a corporation or an LLC. The documents for the selling entity and any underlying entity need to be obtained and reviewed to ensure a valid transfer of title. So all that needs to be cleared up through the escrow process. Escrow is going to need all your payoff information. Any lien of record needs to be cleared. The contract calls for clear title to be transferred to your buyer. So we'll reach out to you to order payoff statements for all liens of record, be they deeds of trust, judgments, tax liens, etc. Another item that could be of record is a solar lease or a solar contract. So that'll be addressed through escrow as well. It'll either be assigned to the buyer, which is a separate conversation, and or paid off by the seller through escrow. Every single thing I've addressed, solar, HOA docs, ordering demands for liens and judgments, those parties all have their own turn times that might not allow us to close on time. So it's important to respond to escrow requests as soon as possible.
Okay, great. So I want to backtrack here a little bit because you did mention you have 25 years of experience. That's a long time, and you've worked your way up from the very bottom. From day one, you didn't know anything about escrow. You were answering phones. And now you manage an entire office with several assistants. You've won accolades, you've won awards. And I just want to hear a little bit about your experience, some of your journey.
I just worked really hard. I worked really hard and I sacrificed. I raised two kids. I brought them to work with me on the weekends. I did what I had to. Real estate is feast or famine. It's crazy busy or it's crazy slow. I prefer crazy busy. But so when I'm slow, when I'm going through those slow, seasons, I pull out my notebooks, I Google, I study, and I try to make myself invaluable to my clients. There are various types of escrow that can be very complicated. I tried to learn them all. I wanted to provide full service. An escrow officer should be able to prepare the documents called for in any transaction, like a note and deed of trust, all-inclusive trust deeds, lease options, REOs, exchanges, reverse exchanges. I've taught myself to handle the most difficult transactions. I asked the very best in the industry. When I want to know something, I know where to go and get the answers. And I work with some fabulous title officers, accommodators, realtors, and they've taught me a lot. My realtors actually teach me a lot as I've grown through the years, the do's and the don'ts and what's important to them. What's important to them is what's important to me. What's important to my buyer and seller is important to me. I've done some pretty intense escrows. For example, when I was just starting out, I'd only been an escrow officer for a short time. And I got an escrow, several million dollars, and there were about 50 sellers. Entities, trusts, individuals, missionaries, out of country.
50 sellers for this one escrow?
Yes. Never seen it before, never seen it since.
How does that even happen?
Well, apparently the property, a bunch of investors were swindled. And they started a lawsuit. And all the investors, won the property back. And the attorney put every single person on title. Instead of creating a trust, making them all beneficiaries, where I would only deal with one person, he put every single party on title. So it was, I think it was close to 50. It was a lot of work, but I closed it. And I brought it home at night when they put the kids to bed. I would pull out the file. And we have what's called like a take sheet, which we write down everything that's needed from every party. And it's usually one sheet. Well, I had about 50. And I just was very organized. I worked through the night. I got the escrow closed. I mean, I look back and I don't really know how I did that, but I got it done. And I earned the gratitude and the respect of my realtors. And I'm proud of myself for that.
That's amazing. That's, I feel like, a very unusual circumstance, but so wild that you pulled it off. Super inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. I know there's so much more to learn.
Well, thank you for being here today, and thank you for joining me in the market. And we're going to have more episodes with the experts that I turn to for all the answers. I want to share their insight and their expertise with you on our upcoming episodes. So stay tuned.